welcome to the Devil's Violin podcast, featuring stories and music recorded remotely in lockdown. The stories we've chosen seem to speak in some way to the current crisis. The podcast is free, but if you wish to make a donation so we can create more, you can do so at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. At our website, you can also buy a download of this and many other tales. Our thanks go to the Arts Councils of Wales and England for their support with this project. Today's story is called The Snake of Dreams. Our thanks go to Hugh Lupton, from whom Daniel first heard this story. Ago there lived a king. One night that king dreamed a dream so strange that all through the next day he was turning it and turning it over in his mind. He dreamt that as he sat on his throne he heard a strange sound. He looked to the left, he looked to the right, then up. A fox was hanging by its tail from the ceiling above him. A snarling, snapping fox. He summoned his advisers. He summoned the wise men and women. What does this dream mean? They rubbed their chins and scratched their heads. None of their answers convinced the king. He could see through them all. They were empty words to disguise the fact that none of these wise men and women had the faintest idea what the dream meant. So the king sent word throughout his kingdom, "I will give a bag of gold to the one who explains my dream." A poor farmer lived in the mountains. He'd never set much store by dreams, but since thieves had stolen his flock of sheep, he said to himself, "I will go to the palace. Maybe inspiration will strike on my way." As he travelled through the mountains, he came to a narrow pass, and curled before him in the dust of the road was a snake. "Where are you going?" "I'm going to the palace to explain the king's dream."
"Do you know then what it means?"
"Why should I tell you?"
"You don't know, but I do."
"Snake, what use is this knowledge to you? You'll never get near the king. Tell me, and I will reward you on my journey home."
"A fox hanging over the king's throne means..."
"Ah," said the farmer when the snake had finished, "thank you, my friend." The farmer went to the palace. Before the court, the farmer said, "Your dream, your highness, is a warning. It means these are fox times, when cunning and treachery rules. You must be careful." The king, these words have the ring of truth. How did you come by such insight?" Your Majesty, I have the gift of divination handed down to me by my grandfather.
A precious gift, said the king. Let me give you another.
And the king gave him a sack of gold. Barely had the farmer left the palace when he thought to himself, why share the treasure? So he took another way home.
Years passed.
One day, a messenger arrived at the farmer's homestead.
You must come at once. His Majesty has need of your divinatory powers. He has dreamed again.
This time, the king had dreamed that as he sat on his throne, he saw a light flickering on the walls of the throne room. He looked up to see a sword hanging by one hair from the ceiling above him. A sharpened sword, flashing and spinning, suspended by a fine thread. The farmer's heart sank. He went to the pass between the mountains. He searched until he found the snake.
I need your help. Listen to me now. I need you to explain another dream. Should I trust you?
This time I will reward you.
The king has dreamed of a sword hanging above his throne, and the dream means...
Ah, said the farmer, thank you. You are a true friend. The farmer travelled to the palace, before the court.
Your Highness, again, your dream is a message. These are sword times, times of anger and violence. Your enemies are plotting to invade.
The king, yes, this dream is well read. He gave the farmer 2 sacks of gold, and he sent word to the fortresses on the border of his land. As the farmer travelled home, he said to himself,
I must be careful. Everyone knows snakes are not to be trusted. It is because of the snake we were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
So, when he reached the pass, he thrust his sword at the snake and cut off her tail. He would have killed her completely had she not wriggled under a stone.
Years passed. A creeping guilt came on the farmer over his treatment of that snake. Whenever he thought of her, he winced.
And then the moment the farmer had dreaded arrived. Another knock at the door, the king's messenger.
This time the king had dreamt that as he sat on his throne, his nostrils had been filled with a delicious scent.
When he had looked up, he had seen a table on the ceiling above him, and on the table was a sumptuous feast.
The king expected an answer. If the farmer had explained the other dreams, why would he not explain this one? Did he not have the gift of divination handed down to him by his grandfather?
Back to the pass.
Friend Snake. Snake, are you there? Snake, forgive me. Snake,
here.
Snake, I beg your forgiveness. I have mistreated you. I have betrayed your trust. But if you don't help me, the king will have me thrown in prison. I brought this upon myself. This is all my own doing. But please, I beg you, help me.
The dream of a feast above the king's throne means...
Ah, said the farmer, of course. I promise,
I swear to you on my life, this time I will keep my word.
At the palace. Majesty, your dream means this. These are feast times, times of plenty, when there is enough for everyone to enjoy. You must be generous to your people.
The king, your words ring true. And he gave the farmer 3 sacks of gold.
This time the farmer travelled back to the snake. He dropped to his knees with tears in his eyes.
Please, take all of this. You deserve it. I have more than enough.
And I am ashamed. I am ashamed of my actions towards you.
The snake,
have no shame. You are no worse or better than any other man. You humans, you are herd animals. Your will is not your own. Like every man, you are swept along by the tide of the times. During the fox times, you are treacherous. The sword times, you are aggressive. Now, during the feast times, you are generous. Keep your gold. I have no need of it.
And she slid into a crack between the rocks. Humbled, the farmer swung the bags over his shoulder and continued his journey.
We hope you enjoyed our tale. The Devil's Violin are Daniel Warden, storyteller, Sarah Moody on cello, and Oliver Wilson-Dixon on violin. Oliver also mixed and produced the show. To hear more stories and music, please subscribe. And don't forget, you can donate at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. When touring is permitted, we will be out and about again with our new show, The Beast in Me. Thank you for listening.